Today we are going to discuss the makings of a great vocalist. Now, everyone has different metrics, and judging by some TikToks and shorts that we see from the experts, being a great vocalist is more about, it's more than just support. And I want to just go into this and kind of expand my thoughts on what I think a great singer is, a great vocalist is. And let me be clear as well, those terms are used interchangeably. I think there is a difference between a singer and a vocalist. If I say great singer, I mean a vocalist. I think a singer is someone who's focused on telling the story with their voice, but they're not always technically proficient, and that doesn't really matter because they sound good doing what they're doing. And I think a prime example of this would be like a Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber or Summer Walker, Leon Thomas, or even Adele. They still have skill and they can still do impressive things, but I think their main purpose is not about technical proficiency. It's about singing the song to you and just being a singer. So as we know many great vocalists: Beyonce, Luke James, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Matt Corby, Kelly Clarkson, the list goes on. They are technically proficient in a way that, or they would have just, they've set new feats when it comes to using their voices, and that's why they're coined as vocalists. It's not an exact science, because obviously there's variables, and some people grow in their skill, some people regress in their skill, X, Y, and Z, but it is important to make that distinction before I carry on. And also, when it comes to technique and being proficient, those people who have made it as singers are seen as success, and they can be successful because they singing and making great songs is more than just technical proficiency. There's many technical singers out there who they don't have much of a following because maybe just how they do it is boring, or maybe their songs aren't good. So technique is not everything. You can be super successful and respected without having to have the capability to do every technical thing you can do with your voice. So that's what anyone who's like, oh, but I like that singer. Yes, that is absolutely fine. You can like who you fucking like. That's, no one's stopping you from doing that. But there's some things you can look at objectively and go, oh, this skill is X, Y, and Z, and this skill is X, Y, and Z, or this is missing, or this is whatever. So let's get into it. Also, I hope everyone is doing well. How has your week been? Mine has been weird. It's been weird. It's the moon. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was a full moon or whatever, but I've just been extra irritable this whole week. I don't know, just really yucky energy. But I don't know, I feel better now, I guess. I hope you guys do as well. But also, it kind of links to world affairs. You can't really live a normal life while seeing such crazy things happening online every single day. It's kind of hard to not be irritable, to be honest. But, you know, we try our best. So, to start with, these are my metrics for how I measure a great singer or a vocalist. How their larynx is positioned when they're singing, their tone, their use of vibrato, and then intonation and phrasing. I'm sure everyone has, you know, their own, some people would have other things in there. And I think like the biggest one we see online is support, breath support, breath support, breath support, blah, 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 blah. And absolutely, it is important. As I'm speaking to you now, I'm supporting my voice. If I wasn't supporting my voice, you can't really tell, to be honest, but if I wasn't, I just wouldn't probably feel as rich. I don't even know how to do it because it just happens naturally. And to be honest, as soon as you are speaking, of course you're supporting your voice. It's all about varying degrees, which is why that as a technical thing can be very wishy-washy, because you're supporting your voice because you're fucking using it. Yeah, it is an important metric, especially if you want to achieve a richer sound and have a nice vibrato and all that kind of stuff. But there are many singers out there who have voices that are not always supported, but the outcome, they still sound really good. So I don't think, for me, it's not really the be all and end all. And sometimes you can't even really tell if someone is supporting the voice or not, because sometimes it's the microphone quality, sometimes it's the video quality. Like, you go, oh, this doesn't sound bad, or it's, I don't know, it's not always an exact science, is my point. But I think certain things to me are more of an exact science. Vocal range, I feel similarly about as well. I'm happy for you to be proficient in 7 notes, 1 octave. I'm happy for you to be proficient in that than so-so in 3 octaves. Because usually a lot of voices lose a lot of vocal quality as they go up in range or as they go down in range. So I'd rather you stick to your money notes and do those well than try to overextend yourself into places where you don't sound as great or you don't sound as developed. Now, for me, right, we're also going to have a very extensive video. I've got my examples ready so you guys can hear what I mean, or at least try your best. Because I know some of these concepts are hard to grasp. And after this, you might not even grasp it. I'm sure this will be the first of many because there's so many singers out there to discuss. But I'll try my best. To start with, I think tone is the most obvious and easiest to kind of grasp. There are a variety of vocal tones, and you hear them even when people speak. You've got some voices that are very clean and very brassy in sound. They almost sound like a saxophone, like Chaka Khan, and you have like or a trumpet even. And then you have some cold/warm voices, husky, rich voices, raspy. You have a bright voice, you have a dark voice, but when it's, I think you can say bright and dark kind of goes with cold and warm. It's that feeling of how someone's voice really feels, you know, because I feel like I've got a very warm voice. And how would I make it cold as an example? I really can't. It's just my voice. Now, the current K-pop landscape definitely seems to favor bright, clean, cold vocal tones. And naturally, it's, you know, I think a lot of my examples will include female singers, but I've tried to include some male ones too. I'm sorry, but I just find men boring. And I think most gay people grow up idolizing divas and women's voices. And we're so pulled in by divine femininity that when it comes to male singers, it doesn't feel like male singers offer the same range. They do, of course, but it doesn't feel that way. So I'm not immediately pulled into that. But I'll try my best to include some men in there as well. Ugh, yuck. Yes, to start with, I'm going to go and show you guys. I'm going to show you guys some different tones of voices so you get an easy idea of what it is, what it sounds like. And to start with, pun intended, her name is Winter from Aespa, who was literally from the last episode, who I believe has one of the most cool tones in K-pop and a very clean, bright voice. Like, it's crazy to me because to me, she generally sounds, her voice sounds cold as she's singing that. And funny enough, Taeyeon did sing the same song, and Taeyeon is in this video as an example of a warmer toned voice. But I didn't even think of putting her as a contrast. So let's actually put her as a contrast so you guys hear an immediate difference. Right, let me go back to Winter quickly here. So, of course, Winter's voice is definitely more youthful as well, but you can hear there's a sense of Taeyeon's very round in her approach. It's like, oh, there's that feeling, whereas Winter's very straight and narrow. And that's what gives you that sense of coldness. Even though they both have, you can hear they've got like breathy, kind of like husky tones, you can still appreciate the difference of like, there's this bit more warmth there. Now, another cold voice is Jiwon. Oh, sorry, Haeyong. Well, both of them, to be honest, but I think Haeyong from Promise 9 has a colder tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when someone is belting, that's when you really hear the timbre. It's like, okay, you have a warm or cold tone, and you can hear in their belts, it almost feels nasal as well and a bit tight. But I think it's just genuinely also that it's that cold approach and that very forward throwing of the voice. And we also have JB from GOT7, and I think a lot of the GOT7 and JYP as a company likes cold, throaty, a little bit nasal kind of approaches in singing. And JB's voice is very, very cold. Let's hear it. And even when he belts, he definitely has an even cooler tone. Now, let's get into some warmer tones so you can, you know, really get the contrast. Of course, we'll do Miss Wendy singing When the Rain Stops. That's fucking nuts. Listen to the top notes, right? This, if it was Jiwon or Hayoung singing that earlier, their approach would be so much more harsher. With Wendy, you can almost hear, it's like the voice bouncing in her head. And that's what makes you gives you that warm, rounded approach. It's just, her voice is so round as she's hitting those top notes. And you know what? To be honest, if you want to add extra context, you can definitely have some voices that are neutral. They have some cool moments and they have some warm moments. But I think when you get to that range of someone, that part of someone's range, since we are talking about vocalists here, it's usually very binary, I would say. Another warm toned voice is, of course, Baekhyun from EXO, also a prolific soloist. I wanted a live version of that because, my God, he sang down. But once, there you go, a very, 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 very warm voice. Now, this is An Taegyu, and I think he has the most beautiful tone. The most beautiful tone. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. Friends talk, just tear me down. And I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. I'm too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. She's dancing with another man. If I could sing like that, I would literally never shut up. I would never shut up. I would be at every funeral being like, do you guys need a song? Every wedding, do you guys need a song? Every graduate, I will be everywhere. I think, spoiler alert, that for me is an example of a perfect voice. I want to hear him sing 15 billion albums worth of music, and I want him to layer the harmonies. I want him to layer the... His voice is perfection. There's no... I think he's my number one now. Juyeon is number one too. They're both my number one for the male singers. His voice is beautiful. And you can't even describe that tone and why it's so beautiful. I guess it just has a... it's just a pretty... It's a beautiful tone. Very relaxed. Now, let's move on to... the next part, larynx positioning. Now, when I was doing my singing lessons with Jake, one exercise that we were doing was to go up in scale, but make sure you put your finger on your Adam's apple, which is usually where your larynx is, and try to keep it level. Because usually when you go up in scale, people pull up their voice. I can't even do it intentionally. People pull up their voice. And sometimes people lower their larynx
to give their... you know, like to give it
that, to give their voice more presence. And 80s does this a lot because they
bring back every lights, everybody.
It's kind of like a yawning effect. That's kind of like, that's you lowering your larynx. And that approach is good sometimes to relax your voice and to relax your throat and to make your voice, you know, feel a bit more, to give it more room to come out. But it can get a bit annoying and a bit yucky and a little bit ugly in tone. And obviously, when people raise their larynx, you can make your voice thinner. You make your voice lose a lot of presence. And that's very JYP. I think Twice do it quite a lot, especially Gio. I think Gio's very throaty and her larynx is probably, it sounds like it moves a lot. And I've got a clip of her singing here. It was hard to find really what I wanted, but I did the best I could with short notice. So you see how she's going, nee, sing, ah, nah, nah, whatever that is her larynx. To my best guess will be it is that, because there's no other way you can manipulate your voice without squeezing your throat in a way. Oh, oh, oh. No, oh, it's so hot. No, 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 ninga. It's that. It's that squeeze. That's constant squeeze. And to be honest, she could be just tightening her throat without moving her larynx much, but maybe I'll just make this about throat. Throat tension, I guess. Throat tension, but usually the larynx is what's mostly at play. It just affects the clarity, and you lose so much of, even if she's supporting her voice or not, you're losing so much clarity in that. And it feels like when you're singing, there's a tightness and your voice is not just flowing. You're almost playing characters as you're singing. Another culprit of this is Kiho from P1 Harmony. Now see that? I can't even do it. And you can also see on the video that he actually tenses his jaw and his teeth and no, and all that. So he might lean more on the tension side of things. He definitely sings with a lot of tension. And I did say this in my Mujin service reaction of his. But there is a point where it does sound like his larynx is going up as well. Let me point it out for you guys. All those moments, like, it's all that, all there. Yeah, absolutely. My only, it's like, and it's funny because you can hear when he's singing with a neutral larynx, and you can hear how lovely his voice is when he's coming out, when he's singing those lower phrases. As soon as he goes up, he pulls and tightens everything up. My, my, honest, don't be. my only. It's like, ah, why couldn't you just go, my only, keep it there? Why is it my only? It's such a habit, but I think some people do it as well to add characteristics to their voices. I'm like, at what cost though? We're losing so much beauty of your voice when you do that. If I Take You is my number one out of the boys, Sejong, Kim Sejong from, well, she's from IOI. Now she's a soloist. Now she's an actress. I saw her in a TV show. I didn't even know she sang like this. When I saw this, I lost my mind. Sorry, this is an example of the opposite of that. So completely neutral larynx, free voice, super open. Sense of dynamics as well in Ashes. I just can't. What else is there to say? Like, this whole episode, she might be the only one. I'll do a couple of clips because she floored me. Let's do this one as well, I think. That melody reminds me so much of I'll keep a part of you with me, and everywhere I am, there you'll be. Oh, that's, yeah. Anyway, she's just amazing. Another example of, do you know what? This is a bit of a mix for me, right? I think here, Sangyeon from The Boys kind of mix the two. I think his larynx sometimes is relaxed, but sometimes I feel like he pulls it for effect, but the overall delivery works. Like right there, so you. I think he's actually pulled a little bit, but it's not so tight that you lose any overall vocal quality, I think. To understand, there's a ribbon in the sky for our love. You better fucking sing. Easy white chocolate. Yeah, the soul jumped out. But yeah, he has, and you can also say there's probably some tension in the jaw and throat as well, but it's almost adding to the delivery and intentionality of the song. It doesn't sound like a restriction. It sounds like a choice. And I always say as well, the makings of a skilled, to be honest, a skilled anything, you should have options to do things within your talent. If you're limited to something, then you're, that's maybe all you can do, or you've not practiced enough to give yourself more options. And he sounds like it's an option for him to do that, whether it is or not, you know? So that's pretty much larynx positioning. It is a tricky one to hear, because people do weird things. People sometimes, when they're singing different accents or different languages or different characters, you know, it can sound like they're one or the other, which is why I always say this is all speculative. You can never be 100% sure, unless you're in that person's body and feeling their throat move. You don't know. You can't always be 100% certain that what you're hearing is what it is. My favorite thing about my favorite metric to judge how well someone sings is vibrato. I think it's when it's utilized well, it shows a person's musicality, it shows their understanding of breath control as well, because it requires very good breath support, and just how they view. So basically with that, and also your larynx seems to be relaxed, but basically without the previous things I've just mentioned and being aware of how to utilize them, you can't really do vibrato well. If you have a tight larynx, you can't do vibrato. Sometimes you hear that wobbly or that tight or shaky vibrato or something like a tremolo where it's really fast. All that means something is not right. So when someone's got great breath support, their larynx is relaxed and they've got the tone right, and the vibrato comes in, it's magic. That just gives everything. I won't do too much of this, because to be honest, you've heard some great examples of vibrato, and all the great ones I've picked. Sejong, Sangyeon, who else? Wendy, they all had fantastic vibrato in every single one of those clips, and you can hear how relaxed they were. But just to make the example even better, I've got one of my favorites. It just takes so much skill to just be like and it just comes in every time. It's like, oh my god, she nailed it. And I love the placement of the tone, and I love the placement of the volume, and just, it just flows so beautifully. And if you hear other people sing that song and then they go "you are," it's like, oh, a straight note works, but it then sounds a bit more childish. There's something sophisticated and a skill, because vibrato oscillates between notes. So it's something about being able to do that while still staying in pitch as well. It's a masterful tool to have as a singer when it's done well. Another person who's fantastic and has one of the most iconic vibratos is Jessica from Girls' Generation formerly. But unfortunately, what's annoying is a lot of the stuff that you hear, there's not a lot of great quality. She's just a voice that you have to experience in the music, because it's very fluttery and very girly, but also very strong vibrato. And then last but not least, phrasing and intonation. I've used the term phrasing so much in my reactions, and I think some people don't always appreciate or understand what it means. And phrasing is very simple. It's basically what it sounds like is how I'm phrasing the sentence, how I'm choosing to say it, or choosing to sing it per se. Because you can give five different singers lyrics and a beat to sing one line. They're all going to sing it differently, phrase it differently. And then if you give them all the same melody, they might still phrase it differently. They might put a bit more emphasis on this note, or put a bit of vibrato on this note instead, or they might make this note a little bit longer than the previous one. And for me, that is when I know you're a skilled singer, because I love when a singer is taking you on a journey and commanding you, and they're taking their time, they're painting the picture. And there's absolutely no better example of this than when 17's vocal team covered Brown Eyed Soul's My Everything, and this verse by DK, Finish me. Finish me. Are you fucking crazy? Are you actually on crack? Now, let's actually compare that with the original. And you can hear the approach is very similar because obviously a lot of K-pop covers like to respect the original. But I'm going to point out some differences in DK's approach as well, which I'm sure some of you will be able to pick up immediately. Before we go further, did you hear the difference already? I think that's Naul singing. There's an immediate, he's very open and chesty. Like, it's very open. DK was very, he kept it almost like a heady approach. Can see it feels like the head voice is or there's like a more a nasal more up of a bright placement, but that's also the tonal approach. But the phrasing is very similar, but they're still in that you can still add a more of your own touch, and DK did that massively. Another perfect example is Jungin from ISNA singing Taeyeon's Melt Away. You can hear the difference between how she approaches it and how Taeyeon sings it originally. I'll play both for you now. She chewed mother's song completely. She chewed. Right. Now, this is also my point of also intonation. This her sense of pitch doing that, those ad libs and everything that she did to in the flowing through the melody. Although, yes, all these shows have pitch correction and all that kind of stuff, she still had a certain level of confidence and knowing her ear to go through those melody lines with such proficiency. Is what she added there. Oh wait, it's in the song as well. I never noticed that before. It's just a background part. Very nice, Jungin. See, musicality. What a smart girl. But once again, sorry. She did it very differently to what you hear in Taeyeon's part. Once again, a phrasing choice. In the background here, this one goes, it's almost like in a rush. Jungin meant, she let it breathe. She went, na, 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 na. Sing Taeyeon, Jesus, man. She's, oh my Lord. My love for her. So yeah, there you go. You can hear the different approaches. There's so many examples you could do of that, but I just thought of all this on the fly. Imagine how sick this could be if I really was someone who was a researcher, but I just throw things together. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But anyway, yes, the beauty of a skilled singer and a vocalist is one who can approach sentences and phrase them in a way that's so memorable and very unique to them as well, and takes advantage of the best parts of their voice. That for me, that just elevates it all. And another example, which is so random as well, and one of my favorite things, if anyone doesn't know what phrasing is, this is not a K-pop artist, but Tyler does something in Truth or Dare that is easily my favorite part of the song. And it's just such a quick moment, but it says so much about her intentionality as a singer. And I would say she's a singer as well, more than a vocalist. But she can straddle the fence or whatever. It's just, anyway, this part. That's it. Tell me, when is it gonna get through to you? Like, that is so fucking sick. It's such a quick little, what more would you want from someone than just to give me a moment where, so just going, tell me, when is it gonna get through to you? Like, no, she added her own pizzazz. She lifted it and gave it such urgency, but took some away. Just beautiful. So yeah, I think that pretty much covers this podcast, this episode, in regards to what makes a great vocalist to me and the things I look out for. And I hope some of it has become clearer to you all as well, because yeah, everyone has different preferences, and some may hear what I've put and go, that sounded cold to me, or their larynx sounded fine to me. That is your ears. You're probably wrong. No, I'm joking. But everyone's ear is different. And like I said earlier, you never really know, unless you're in that person's body, you don't know what they're doing. And you also don't know if they're being intentional or not. You don't know if it also is because of the genre that they're in. They are made to sing a particular way. And maybe the producer wanted this particular vibe for the song. You hear that as well. Britney Spears is a great example. Britney's voice was so big and kind of like, whoa, like, you know, she was such a musical theater kind of voice. And she ended up sounding like that, you know. So you can, everyone's voice can really be super adaptable in ways that we can't even imagine. So, but yeah, I hope this gave you a bit of insight into into what I think makes a great vocal, and who stands out to me, what my tastes are. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you lot next time. I don't know why I say see you, that's why I stopped. Like, see you doesn't make sense. It's a fucking podcast.